With a meal beforehand at 6, we invite you to come and join us and be here for our Lenten worship. Jonathan, we're to you. Now, I was going to be nice to you. Come back up here. Jonathan also has an announcement. So tell them what you're going to do in Israel.
So I'm going to learn modern Hebrew in Israel and work on an archaeological day as well for a few days.
And what do you want to study at Notre Dame?
I want to study the first is Christianity and Judaism in antiquity. So looking at New Testament, early Christianity in relation to Judaism in particular. So, did that cover everything?
I think so. I'm not going to dignify that with Let's prepare for our worship. Thank you. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of heaven and earth, you come in close and make us yours. Equip us by your Spirit to confess our sin, embrace your forgiveness, and seek the way you set before us in your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. With honesty of heart, let us confess our sin. Merciful God, forgive us. Our will is handcuffed to sin, and we cannot break free. We have spoken when we should have kept quiet. We were silent when we should have said something. We acted when we knew better. We were still when we know we should have moved. For the wrong we have done, for the good we have failed to do, have mercy on us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to heal us and set us free. In God's mercy, you are forgiven. In God's love, you have life. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Creator God, you prepare a new way in the wilderness, and your grace waters our desert. Open our hearts to be transformed by the new thing you are doing, that our lives may proclaim the extravagance of your love given to all through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Would the children please come forward? Good morning, everybody. I brought something to show you today. Does anybody know what this is? Popcorn, you're right. And if I were to put this in the microwave and turn the microwave on for a few minutes, what would I have? Big bag full of popcorn, wouldn't I? You like popcorn? Yeah, you like popcorn? But you know what the best part of popcorn is? How it smells. If I cook this popcorn right here, I bet half the congregation would have to have popcorn later today. Because when you cook popcorn, can you smell it all over the house? Yes, you can. Or if you go to the movies, they cook it out front, you can smell it all over the movie theater. If you're cooking popcorn, you know it, because the smell is just everywhere. And today, we're thinking about that because in our gospel lesson, Mary takes Jesus' feet and she puts perfume all over his feet. And the Bible even tells us you could smell it everywhere, kind of like popcorn. That's kind of interesting. It didn't smell like popcorn, I hope, but you could smell it like you can smell popcorn everywhere. And so that got me thinking how smells spread over the whole area. And the thing is, here in church, we don't have a smell like popcorn or perfume, but what we do have is Jesus spread over our whole area. Everybody in here can sense Jesus' presence right here with us. And what a joy that is. Jesus is with us and with all of us. So that's what I want you to remember today. You can think about popcorn and how the smell of it spreads everywhere, but Jesus spreads everywhere too. And that's even more important. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for spreading your love to us. Help us to spread your love through all the world. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
And serve the Lord.
be to God. Bye.
A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from Philippians. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Steadfast love and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It was the end of November at a small nursing home. The residents came slowly, some with walkers, others in wheelchairs, and they gathered around tables in the dining hall for their Thanksgiving meal. The director of the home took a moment before they ate and asked each resident to tell one thing they were thankful for. Some said they were thankful for a place to stay, for their families, and others were thankful for their nurses. Then one little old lady, when it was her turn, just smiled and said, "I'm thankful that I have two perfectly good teeth, one in my upper jaw and one in my lower, and they match up." Oh, that we all had the gift of gratitude. The problem with us is that we're far too much like Judas. Maybe that's what's so unsettling about our gospel lesson today. We're reading along and everything in the story is going along just fine, and then suddenly we find ourselves agreeing with Judas. What? With Judas? How can that be? It's uneasy and it's unsettling. But maybe we should start at the beginning. It's an interesting story that really begins in the chapter before the story we heard today. And if you can't experience the story through your ears, perhaps we can all experience through our noses it. With Jesus' friend Lazarus, in the chapter before he had died, when Jesus arrived, he greeted Lazarus' sister, Mary, and Martha. With Martha, Jesus discussed resurrection. With Mary, he shared her sorrow. And then there at Lazarus' tomb, Jesus commanded that the tomb be opened. "But Lord," Martha said, "he's been dead for 3 days. There will be a stench." Death has a bad smell indeed. But Jesus insisted, and the tomb was opened, and Jesus called to Lazarus, and he came out. It was an amazing miracle. And that's when our story today picks up. Lazarus and his sisters gave a dinner for Jesus. What better way to celebrate this incredible thing he had done? The smells of food cooking, of meat, of warm bread were everywhere. Food has a welcome smell indeed. And then, while Martha served the meal, the other sister, Mary, took a pound of perfume and anointed Jesus' feet with it and dried them with her hair. It was a profound, simple, tender, intimate act of gratitude for what Jesus had done. And the Bible even comments on how the smell of the perfume filled the whole place. Gratitude has a sweet smell indeed. And that's when Judas piped up. A pound of perfume? Have you been down to the department store lately to price a pound of perfume? And she put it on his feet? And suddenly we're with Judas. If she wanted to give the perfume away, surely they could have sold it and done something good with the money, don't you think? At least that's how we usually think. We try to be so frugal, so practical, so useful with the gifts we give God. We want to use them in the best way. We want to make the most of them. And suddenly the stench of reality is back in our nostrils, back in our hearts, dispelling the perfume. Now, please understand, Jesus wants us to help the poor. Jesus wants us to make the best use of what we have in order to do good. But Mary's extravagant gratitude has its place too. When Jesus has acted in your life, when you have experienced and known God's amazing grace, the sweet fragrance of gratitude just can't be contained. And maybe a pound of perfume is not nearly enough to express what we feel. A woman who had recently been converted to Christianity was being interviewed for a magazine article. Her life before her conversion had been lived on the wrong side of the tracks. In just about any way that can be imagined, she was living a destructive lifestyle. I can't express the sense of gratitude I feel that God has changed my life, she said. But then she continued, but you know what I have noticed? People who have always been in church, people who always do what they ought to do, who have never really gotten into trouble, they don't have the same sense of gratitude that I do. In fact, I've noticed that for most church people, it's not so much what God has done for them, but what they still want God to do. That's what Mary's extravagant gratitude shows us, doesn't it? It shows us what we so often overlook, our gratitude for what God has done for us. We spend our days sniffing daily life when our lives need to be surrounded by the perfume of our gratitude to God. Jesus puts an end to the discussion by praising Mary and commenting that she has anointed him for burial. For burial. When this story takes place, Jesus is 6 days away from the cross where he will die for us. And we know, we are reminded that the stench of his death is the precious aroma of love and mercy for us. Remember. Remember what God has done for you. Remember God's love. remember how Christ dies for you and be filled with gratitude. Catch a whiff of the sweet perfume of His grace. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lord of grace, even now in the midst of Lent, you call us to be an Easter people, people full of joy at your work for us and in us, Easter people excited about life and all its countless opportunities and blessings and graces. You call us to be Easter people focused on the rich, full life you give to us. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our hearts to find you, to know you, to receive you, to trust you, to answer you. Thank you, O God, for your incomparable gift in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, God of all people, you call us to be a family together, united in our need for you, united in the love we receive from you. Our world so often seems full of divisions, O God. So often we look for the few things that separate us instead of the many things that unite us. Bind us together, Lord. Make us your family. End the mistrust and fear that divides us. Help us to know again that peace for all the world begins in us. Lord, in your mercy, we look to you also, merciful and gracious healer, for help in the face of all our troubles in life. Bless and comfort those who continue in illness or sorrow, those who are lonely or poor or hungry or homeless or afraid. We need you, O God of mercy. Bless all your children, O Lord, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, now may we be your instruments of redemption in this world. Give us the courage to live and share your love in every moment of our lives. Speak to our hearts that our thoughts, words, and deeds might always speak of you and your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, our living water and our merciful guide, we bless and magnify you. You led your people Israel through the desert and joined us in our desert, pouring out your life for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, death, and resurrection, we await your salvation for all this thirsty world. Pour out your Spirit on this holy food and on all the baptized gathered for this feast. Wash away our sin that we may be revived for our journey by the love of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Tender and merciful one, at your feast you fed us who bought nothing, turning our emptiness into joy. Filled with your abundant grace, send us now to be ministers of reconciliation, mending broken hearts, working for justice, and striving for peace among all people. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
yeah.
Did you get that?
I think I did.
Good. Let somebody. I'm sweating.
Thank you.
was a point pretty early on, seven, page seven, maybe eight, where we actually went back to the starting tempo, not the tempo at all. So we'll try to keep it a little bit slower. That will help what we just did. Starting at 100.
This foam is, you know, of course, this foam is set up because of the step up that we're dealing with.
Right. Yeah.
So it wouldn't help me to have.
Would it hurt you?
Let's play some bells.
Would it hurt you any higher?
But you could do it.
Yeah.
If we had something just this size,
that's right.
Right now to bolster through, it'd be good. So if we just had cloth to cover this up, it'd be better.
Yeah, right here.
That's it. It's done. That's right.
100.
Okay.
100.
You want me to play that now? I need the chance.
So how do we get these back?
We're gonna stop and get them back.
I'll just start walking around. That's just for today. Okay.
And I think you tell us to go ahead and turn the page.
Yes. And now
So she's not turning on 9. She's turning on 8.
Thank you.
do that. You two play that. I'm coming on three. Ready? One. Let's just do the three. One, two, three. See, you're coming in just a little early. Because you're reading it as a grace note. Which, if you want to do that, I'm happy with like that. When,
because you're playing on the two hands.
So do it that way.
You're playing on two
hands. And that's fine. If you want to do it that way, because it works.
I had said in my head it was a grace note.
Is that measure 10? The end of measure 10?
Yes, one of them. Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
But is that that one?
No, there's two of them. There's one at the end of seven. There's one at the end of four. There's one at the end of seven. There's one at the end of ten.
Okay. So when that's you the just third. Are you stopping us on seven or ten? You could stop us all and on. Seven or ten?
Ten. We're on ten right
now. Okay.
So me and we're playing at the same time. So we're playing together.
At the same time, but you damn. You got to damn fast. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Well,
because that's why we got separately.
Let's do it. Both ring at the same time. Ready? Ready? One, two, three, four.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
Yeah.
Ready?
Beginning. Because I want to play ahead of her, so that's because the way it's written.
I know.
It's,
I know.
It's, I'll give that a hand.
It's not a big deal if you do it as a priest. Thank you. measure 57, make sure that we bring those with great force of the wrist. Okay? And it comes out, that forte comes out of nowhere. It doesn't come out of a crescendo exactly, sort of. So just be aware of that. Okay. Good. Let's go back to 37 again on page 5. Page 5, 37. I think you kind of got the feel of how that little tenuto and the ritardo and a little bit like that. It's not like I said, you got it. Okay, 37. 37.
Basically, beat 3 and 58, that's where that really starts at that point.
Yeah, and it's very subtle.
The first one's pretty strong, and
yes.
It backs off the rest of this.
That's right. Exactly right. Okay, 57, big sound. Ready? And go!
Yeah.
something. You don't play on the introduction.
I tell you what. While Janet is doing that, let's run back to What Wondrous Love Is just one more time. We've got just a minute on that. And we'll start at the very, very beginning and work with that.
The reason I wasn't able to play in the notes at the top of nine is because I had not turned the page. Oh, because you know I'm doing two mallet, mallet, and I was like, then all of a sudden I play, and I was like, oh, I got to turn the page. And that's kind of hard.
One thing we could do, Linda, is
I need another copy and put it out here, and then I don't turn until after I'm already done when I'm setting everything down. Because I have time to pick up my bills.
Right. It's actually what we're doing back here.
Something because that's like every time I get to it, I'm like, oh, I need to turn, but it's hard to turn when you're holding 2,000 a mallet.
We'll try.
I'm holding my fingers and I'm trying, but that's why I haven't been playing. It's not that I didn't do it.
Yeah, and that was all
as
well.
And I'm okay. I mean, I'm okay with that, but it's just I couldn't quite have too much of a
But if we make that copy, then you don't have to turn the page there.
Right.
All right. From the beginning again, thank Janet.
Thank you.
C sharp.
If we do it, the introduction. We do. That's why I'm looking to make sure.
I
don't
the other.
That's fine. I just want to make sure.
Okay, so we'll read through it at 1 and 2 and 3. That's the tempo. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ring.